You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
If you feel tired of life, then listen to what Jesus is saying to you. Come away by yourself and rest a while.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, thou knowest our weariness in life. Give unto all who are burdened and troubled at this hour thine everlasting strength. Lead thy children to sincere repentance, and turn their hearts unto faith. Assure them of thy full forgiveness, and grant unto them the hope of thy eternal paradise. In Jesus' intercessory name we pray. Amen. The 40-year-old Midwestern congressman helped his wife get their two young sons off to school. Then he grabbed a piece of paper, and he wrote a stunning statement to be distributed to his constituency. This is what he said. I find that I no longer have enthusiasm for my work. After serving four terms in the U.S. Congress, this man's abrupt announcement came as a shock and as a surprise to his supporters. This man had devoted much of his life and his utmost energies to the fulfillment of a political dream. He further explained his dilemma when he said, I had no friends, no interests, no energy. I had nothing but my job. The weariness of life experienced by this gentleman is not unique to politicians. It is being experienced at every level of society. After an early marriage and her first child, a Midwestern housewife expressed her agony by lamenting, I am only 18 years of age, but I feel like I am 25 or 30. I feel like I'm shriveling down to nothing. I'm getting disappointed in myself and the way my life is going. With our daily drives to be successful, and with our blind zeal to keep up with the Joneses, and with our constant desire to fill each hour with hedonistic, self-centered happiness, it is no wonder that businessmen, housewives, politicians, young people, students, and others are chafing and even breaking under the rat race strain. All who are confused by conflict, tired of the push and shove pressures of life, and those disillusioned by what society demands should listen to the loving and encouraging words of Jesus. To the weary, the strung out, and the burned out, Jesus is lovingly saying, Come away by yourselves and rest a while. These words were originally spoken by Jesus to his beloved disciples. His devoted followers were not necessarily down, despairing, or disillusioned with life, yet they had gotten things out of perspective. They had gone out to serve their Lord, and in a sense, they were successful. In fact, amazingly so, demons were cast out, the sick were healed, and people repented. Yet the disciples were tired. Their endless activity and the pressures of their work had left them exhausted. It was at this point that Jesus, in his love, spoke to his weary followers and said, Come away by yourselves to a lonely place and rest a while. Ladies and gentlemen, it makes no difference whether you are down and confused in life or whether you are successful and operating with blind, misguided, and self-centered ambition. The words Jesus spoke are still fitting today. Come away by yourselves and rest a while. Get a new God-centered perspective on life. Come to know who you are, where you are going, and how life can truly have meaning for you. If you have ever honestly tried to evaluate your own life, you may never have considered the advice of the man called Jesus. Just taking time out and letting God renew your spirit may never have crossed your mind. In fact, if you are like many people today, you may feel that it is your duty to work a little harder or a little longer in order to overcome your anxieties and all your frustrations. Perhaps you yourself or perhaps others may have convinced you that it's up to you to help yourself. Indeed, God does expect you to act, but before you do, He wants you to spend time with Him. For it is through His life-giving Spirit that your soul will be refreshed and your body will be renewed. It is through God's love and mercy that your priorities will be properly established. Yes, God desires you to be alone with Him and to seek Him in prayer. God wants you to spend time reading the Bible so that you might learn about His lasting love, His constant compassion, His powerful promises, and His abounding mercy and forgiveness. God wants to speak to you today from His Word, the Bible. Through the prophet Jeremiah, God promises, "For I satisfy the weary ones and refresh everyone who languishes." Again, we read the words of Jesus recorded in the Bible, Matthew chapter 11, and I quote, "Come to me," Jesus said, "come to me all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and you," Jesus said, "shall find rest for your souls." In our stubbornness, we often refuse to take time out to be alone with God. And as a consequence, God, in His love and in order to get us back, may permit us to face all types of problems and frustrations. God may even permit us to end up flat on our back in the hospital. Several months ago, I spoke with an entertainer who had provided the music for an internationally known beauty pageant. This man admitted to me how he had messed up his life. He humbly confessed his near total ruin, and he said that at one time he had been enjoying amazing success. His popularity had skyrocketed, and he had been making so much money. Just listen to this. He had been making so much money that he didn't know what to do with it all. Soon, however, he began to feel that he was in entire control of everything, and that no one else, including God, meant anything. But then tragedy struck, and as a result of an overdose, he was rushed unconscious to the hospital. Medical authorities stated that this popular entertainer's recovery could only be attributed to a miracle of God. But now let's remember this. This broken man was not on the brink of ruin because he was unsuccessful in his work. He was outstandingly successful. This man was not financially broke. He had made great sums of money, and he was not socially rejected. He was famous. And yet he was on the brink of total collapse because his priorities in life were destructively off course. He arrogantly and stubbornly refused to take time out to draw near to God so that he might learn those things that truly give God-centered meaning, direction, and purpose for life. And so as you listen to this Bible-based message today, for the benefit of your body, for the welfare of your family and friends, and for the sake of your soul, at this hour, humbly examine your priorities in life. And let me ask, are you, even as a dedicated clergy, so busy trying to be successful that you are even an embarrassment to the Lord and a detriment to His people? Are you so wrapped up in your selfish desires and ambitions that God cannot even use you? Or perhaps you are a success-driven student or a businessman or woman. What is the condition of your marriage and family life? Are cold currency and enticing promotions more important than the love of your child or the blessings of your devoted wife? Has the devil tricked you into believing that someday you will have enough money and job security so that you will then have more time to spend with your family? No, don't be fooled. Several months ago, a New York firm surveyed 200 executives. Each executive was making between $40,000 and $200,000 a year. And yet, can you believe this? Almost all of them were worried that they were not going to be having enough money and that they were wondering how they were going to make their financial ends meet. No, don't be tricked by the devil. Take time out and listen to Jesus. Come away by yourself and rest a while. Maybe you should take your family to a church camp or a retreat. Maybe it would be good for you to prayerfully consider how you came into this world, and as uncomfortable as this may be for your ego, perhaps you should ask yourself, who has given you your life thus far, and how long will he permit you to continue? More importantly, however, than anything else, look at the symbol of the cross. Oh, sure, this symbol has been used on battle shields in war. The cross is a symbol found in graveyards. It is used in jewelry as a good luck charm. The symbol of the cross is placed on church steeples, and it is hung in hospital rooms and living rooms. But when you look at the cross on which Jesus Christ died, look at the cross in a very special way. Take time out and come away. Rest a while. Meditate on the meaning of the cross and ask yourself how this affects you and your future. Ask yourself how it relates to godly priorities for your life and for your eternal destination. The one who is asking you to come away and rest a while died on that cross for you. And when you look at that cross, don't just think sentimental religious thoughts. Don't think more religion and more church. Look at the cross like a little boy looks at a window he has just broken. As this little boy looks, he sees his sin and he realizes his guilt. As you gaze at the cross, may God's Spirit move you in the same way. Each time you and I look at the cross, we ought to be struck by the fact that it was our sins which nailed the innocent Jesus to this horrible crucifixion tool. The cross is not a sentimental good luck charm or a magical token. The cross stands as a constant reminder of the fact that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, shed His precious blood for the sins of the world. And the Bible reminds us, and I quote, "The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins." If Jesus would not have died on the cross for you and me, we would be helplessly condemned to live under the curse of sin, under the penalty of death, and under the condemnation of eternal separation from God in hell. But Jesus, however, did not just suffer and die on the cross. He was raised again on the third day from the dead. And because of His death-defeating resurrection, you and I, this very moment, can have the assurance of complete forgiveness and the certainty of hope in heaven eternally. And so, ladies and gentlemen, no matter who you are, and no matter what is happening in your life these days, listen closely to the loving words of Jesus to you. Come away by yourselves and rest a while. Rest in the forgiving and loving arms of your Lord Jesus Christ. And may I also lovingly add, don't follow the Pied Piper of prescribed drug abuse. Don't depend on chemicals. Depend only on Jesus Christ. Also, I might add that legal and doctor-prescribed drugs have become the prison of thousands of people in the last decade. Several years ago, a survey revealed that doctors had prescribed 229 million prescriptions for mood-altering drugs. In that same year, 50 million prescriptions were issued for Valium alone. Now, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, twice as many women as men have used pep pills at least once. 72% of women took tranquilizers and 45% used sedatives. This study also showed, now listen to this, this study also showed that women tend to take their problems to a doctor and come away with a prescription. But many men find their solution in a local bar. No, don't depend on these temporary solutions, but instead take time out to read your Bible, Listen to God speaking to you. Go to a peaceful place alone. Maybe it's your bedroom and be in prayer. Maybe it's a drive in the country where you can speak to God and where you can read the Bible and listen to what He is saying to you. Maybe it's the inner quiet sanctuary of a local church. But whatever you are led to do, listen to Jesus as He is lovingly saying to you, "Come away by yourselves and rest a while. Come away and rest a while in the arms of your loving and gracious God. There is no trouble too big for the Lord to help you with. There is no problem so great that He cannot see you through it. As you spend time with your Heavenly Father in prayer, in reading the Bible, and in attending a worship service to praise Him and hear His Word, God will speak to your heart, and He will help you reorder your priorities and desires. Ladies and gentlemen, God will give your spirit an assurance and a confidence that the world can never give. For that peace comes to you from the power of the crucifixion cross and Christ's victory over sin, death, and the evil one. Yes, Jesus is saying to you at this hour, come away and rest a while. Amen.